Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They will never, ever reach that. And I hate using the term never. But they will not reach their maximum potential with these two guys because they're superstars that won nothing and think they know how to win. And they don't. So, yep. No, they're not going to reach their potential. They might get past this round, but they're not going very far. And I'm disappointed because I picked them to represent the East in the NBA Finals.
So did
and
I.
It's not going to happen.
Slow down there, Uncle Shay.
These guys are always so concerned with their picks. Like, honestly, does anybody care about who Stephen A. picked? They're always talking about their picks, right?
Yeah.
They're always like, oh, well, you know, I'm mad because I had them winning and blah, 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 blah.
Well, people do care. They're national.
No, I don't care. That's for sure.
Then you don't care.
Do you care?
No, I don't care.
Well, you're a bigger fan than anybody of these shows.
I don't care about their picks because I got my own picks. I'm a know-it-all myself.
I'm going to pick my nose right now.
Yeah.
So TK is pro 76er. Do you like the Sixers' attitude or personality? It's the Marks and Reese Twitter question brought to you by...
I am pro 76ers.
Marks Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged this spring, go see our good friend Jim at Marks Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, PA, online at marks-jewelers.com. So, I mean, we only have a couple hundred votes here. So, folks, I want to see a larger sample size. Maybe Roadshow can retweet it. I don't like the personality of the 76ers team. I don't like the attitude of the 76ers team. I don't enjoy it. I don't like watching games. It's been like this all year with me, and it's been weird, and I couldn't figure out why. It's like I was never juiced to go home and watch the game. And then it was explained like, well, you know they're going to win regular season games, so then you wait to the playoffs. And now the playoffs start, and I'm like picking them to lose series and things like that. You know what I mean? Like, I am so sour on the Sixers this year, Ike.
Yeah, I'm not.
I know you're not.
I've said they would get to the second round and lose in the second round. I thought the Nets series would be tough just because of the way the Sixers came down the stretch, Embiid missing so many games. So they're not out of this series. Brooklyn came down to Philly and did what they wanted to do, which was get at least one game. Now the Sixers have to go up to Brooklyn, and they can't come back to Philly down 3-1.
Agreed.
They can't come back to Philly down 3-1.
Now, this goes 6 minimum for me. Maybe 7, we'll see. All right, let's start it off. Dean in L.A. By the way, 58% right now like the Sixers' attitude or personality.
Well, that says a lot.
Yeah.
There's only 58%.
So let's get a couple thousand votes and see if we can get a better sample size here. Dean in L.A. Dean, how are you?
Hi, guys. Love the show. Ike, I'm an October 16th birthday like you, my brother. So I appreciate you.
Yeah. Yep.
So listen. I watch every game. We have it on, we have the NBA ticket. I've been a fan. I'm an old timer. I'm 57 years old. I've been with the Sixers way, 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 way back. Okay. All this negative information that's coming down on Ben Simmons and Embiid, I get what you guys are saying. They're young guys. I got kids their age. Okay. The issue here, Brett Brown. Okay. We should spend a lot more time talking about the turnover king, the bad with timeouts king, the bad with substitutions king, yelling and screaming on the sidelines, befuddled, red-faced, doesn't get the most out of his players. But we spend so much time talking about these young kids. Listen, if he was a good coach, he'd get those guys performing and acting the way that they should. That's what guys like Doc Rivers do, and Stevens in Boston, and Pop. That's what those guys do. How come so much blame is put on these guys and not on this coach who has been bad and is bad?
Here's why I disagree with you, Dean, and thanks for the call, buddy, out there in L.A., my fellow Libra. It's been on Brett Brown all year. You kidding me? Sixers going to 2-game losing streak. Fire Brett Brown.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fire Brett Brown all year.
Well, last year, too.
Quite frankly, these players have been getting a free pass. They've been getting a free pass because they're young.
Yep.
We've been babying them and coddling them from the jump.
What are you talking about?
Everybody eschews the fact that Ben Simmons, after being held to 1 point against Boston, by the way, going against some also-rans. I'm sorry, did Kyrie play in that series last year? Did Gordon Hayward play in that series last year?
No.
Even with Jason Tatum being in that series last year. If I were to line up Jason Tatum next to Ben Simmons or anybody else who was on that Boston Celtics team last year, who would the GM want, Ben Simmons or one of those guys?
Yeah.
More than likely, it's going to be Ben Simmons.
Oh, absolutely.
So what do you mean, young? What do you mean, young? Like, if the team is going to win, these guys got to grow up. They got to grow up. And we're not talking about the fact that they're young in age. We're talking about the fact that they're immature and how they approach this game and what's expected of them. Ben Simmons came back to the league this year with the same exact basketball game that he had his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
The same game I saw at LSU when I was down on him, when I wasn't a fan.
Right.
It's the same game. It's the same basketball game he has.
Like, he hasn't evolved. His game hasn't evolved.
So that's why.
And you can't argue with that.
That's why people are on them, being too hard on them. This is Philadelphia. You guys want to trade the quarterback after tearing his knee up.
Yeah.
But we criticize a guy who shoots who can't shoot a jump shot. We're being too hard on these guys? Are you kidding me?
So realist one.
Come on, man. Don't stop it with them. We're being too hard on them.
And I was talking about the team as a whole. And then Embiid just he makes me cringe sometimes with some of the stuff that he does, the nonsense that he does, the Andre Drummonds and the Hassan Whiteside, how he gets fixated with that. And by the way, he's one of the most talented players in the league, right? And I recognize
that. He's one of the five or six best players in the league.
The issue, and this is what realist says, the issue is since Ben Simmons has been crowned the next LeBron, he came into the league with a mentality that he's already made it. This is a shoot-first league. All the top teams have point guards shooting the ball like crazy except for the Sixers. He's right. I mean, he's right. Ben Simmons, even 10 years ago, before the three-pointer became – the three-pointer's all you pretty much do anymore, right? Everybody's shooting three-pointers.
Pretty much,
it's three-pointers,
yeah.
Three-pointers, three-pointers. When you don't even shoot a mid-range jump shot, now you're becoming a point guard. But a point guard, it's not necessarily interested in getting everybody involved, right? If Ben had three of the top three-point shooters in the league – and Joel Embiid, and good role players, and then they could win a lot of games, right?
I mean, they won 52 games. It's about winning in the playoffs. They can win regular season games because it's 82 of them.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, even just Ben's responses to everything, he's just got that smug look on his face. I mean, you know what I mean? It's just everybody on this team kind of, he's there looking down, laughing.
Who didn't know Ben Simmons? And listen, I've actually grown to like him more each year, and I'm okay with him. But the smugness, the guy was a freshman and had a camera crew follow him around at school.
They had a documentary on him. I know.
I mean, like,
my voice was in the documentary, by the way.
Oh, was it?
Not my face, but my voice made it, yes.
I'm like, yeah, like Ben Simmons has been groomed for this since he was a kid.
Let's go to Joe in West Philadelphia. Joe, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys, yo?
All right.
What up, Joe?
You know what? I think these guys, man, we are forgetting. I mean, I'm not using youth as excuse. They are young. Just because you don't see pimples in their face and bird chests, you know what I mean, don't mean they're not 23 years old. I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, what if Ben Simmons lived his life like young guys in L.A. 22 hang out with or that kind of crowd? I mean, it's a certain level of maturity. This is going to happen. I mean, I think older players, of course, you got to listen to your older players. They've been there. They've done that. I mean, they're right in certain ways, but you can't keep telling these young kids that everything they do is wrong because they are here for a reason. And yeah, with Ben's game, and with that game, Joel Embiid, what? So he's unstoppable. I mean, he got to stay in shape and all that. I mean, he know where his game is at with it. I mean, he's not fooling nobody. We know he's an unstoppable player. Yes, Ben. It's still guys 10 years in the league that shooting 60% from the foul line. It's still guys that 10 years in the league that can't shoot, maybe still can't shoot a jump shot and things like that. But not saying that he can't improve on it. But I'm just saying that, I mean, impossible and never, and these, I mean, they're not that bad of a guys. I'm saying they're young, they're hip-hop. I'm saying they're a little cocky. You know, these guys are more a little cocky than they were. You know, it's not a whole bunch of veterans. I mean, your veteran leadership is with Golden State and Steph Curry. Is Steph Curry even 32 or 33?
Do you like this team? Think about it. From each year, there's different personalities depending on the teams or whatever. Is this a team that you're like, yeah, I like this team. It's easy to root for this team.
To me, it's easy to root for this team. I mean, Joel has been through after 2 years of coming through all that, and now he has turned himself into all that and more of a player. I mean, Ben Simmons, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's easy for me to root for this team. I don't see any really arrogance. I don't really see that, you know, I say they have their moments. Of course, like any young player, they have their moments. These guys are that young. I mean, any young group, team, any, you know, baseball player, they do the pie in the face with the shaving cream and all that. All these young guys have fun. I mean,
I hear you, and I get it. They're young. They're young. See, this is the realization that they aren't very good.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of being a fan, because you can change in midstream. See, it went from best team in the East, best starting lineup in the NBA. We're going to the conference. I mean, we're going to the NBA Finals. No, they played a little longer, and they don't look as good now as we thought they would look. So now the narrative switches to they're young. Yeah, they need to still grow. They're still a little immature. Nobody's talking about winning anything now.
Right.
That's the realization of they aren't very good. They aren't ready yet.
Well, I still think
that's the realization.
Like, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of 76ers fans, very pro-positive 76ers
sure.
fans, that think they actually have a chance to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
No, they
TK!
Don't. No, no.
Todd Kelly continues to try to make the case. Toronto hasn't looked the same, right? I mean, I don't believe it.
They haven't? No, tell me where the Sixers have looked like they're the best team in the East win. Quit telling me what somebody else looked like. When have the Sixers looked like the best team?
Third quarter.
Okay.
Game two.
One quarter, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with supporting the team. I want them to get to the conference finals as well. But you can't sit here and tell me you think the Sixers are better than Toronto.
No,
stop
I don't
it.
Think that. No.
Stop it.
Just that, honestly, I think this is the best way to put it for me. They're just not an easy team for me to root for. Right, like this isn't where I watch a game and I finish a game and I'm watching post game, being like, man, like I really like this team. I don't.
I like them. I like the Sixers team.
You do.
I just didn't expect this series to be one that they may lose. I didn't expect them to win the second round. I thought they were good enough to beat the Nets team. I still think they're good enough to beat this Nets team. But this idea that you're not going to sit back and analyze game to game and what we see and going into the next game as if everything is one shot and one shot only. Okay, if this was the NFL, I'm all with you. Hey, we got one game. Everybody on
Anything
board.
Anything could happen, yeah.
We're on board. It's a seven-game series. We're going to break down every game and lead into the next game.
Yeah, and you
That's
only,
what it is.
It's 4-5 on offense in that seven-game series.
Yeah.
Until proven otherwise. How about that?
Yeah.
Until Ben can prove that teams aren't going to play him like
Think
that.
About this. The biggest story coming out of game two was the coach had to curse the team out at halftime. That was the story coming out of game two.
And it worked.
That the coach had to light into the players at halftime.
So does that mean?
Because they didn't realize they were down 0-1 in the series that they're favored to win.
Does that mean you bring
the coach had to curse them out?
You bring props up there for the before the game
right.
tonight, where you get like a table and you have Brett Brown do a power slam somebody
yeah.
through the table.
And coach had to use his one card in game two. Now, when can he go back to the cursing out card?
Game five.
They were sitting there laughing about it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler was like, hey, yeah. I was like, yeah, coach, I like that fire.
888-729-9494. We'll come back.
When they talk about their story and the players and Brett Brown's lost the locker room, how can you say that's not believable?
Yeah, they were.
We got guys on the bench with cell phones. You got players tongue-in-cheek, laughing about the coach chewing him out as if it never happened.
And Jimmy Butler was like, I'm surprised about that.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.